بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This hadith that we read, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we should hurry and hasten in doing good deeds, because very soon a time will come when there will be fitnas, like the night which comes and brings all types of darkness. Like that, to fitness will come, and at that time to practice upon deen will become very difficult. So don't waste time. And these fitness are increasing all the time. And we cannot wait until all this sorts out, and then we make amal on deen. We must start immediately. A beautiful example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave, that a camel driver who's moving with his herd of camels in the desert, he comes to the oasis where there is water, and now the camels will drink water. But the person who is in charge of that well, the oasis, he has got a water system with drums on a big wheel which goes down, picks up the water and throws it into a dam. And then from there, the dam, the camels can drink. But this makes a very big noise. The drums which are moving around, they make a very big noise. So the camel driver tells the person of the oasis, stop your machine so that there isn't noise, and then my camels can drink. With all this noise, my camels cannot drink. So he tells them, if I stop my machine, there will be no water. They will have to drink with the noise carrying on. Just like that, we will have to carry on with our amal, with all the fitness which are around us. If we are waiting till all the fitness get finished, or a person is ill and is waiting till he gets better, then he will start ibadat. Or a person has got domestic financial problems, and he waits that all this gets finished, then I will start making ibadat. All my things I'll sort out, he will never start. These problems are going to carry on. And the way to sort out those problems is to start with amal. Amal will sort out all those problems. So we are encouraged in this hadith that don't wait for all the fitness also to get finished. They're going to become worse all the time. You start with your ibadat, and then you will be safeguarded from this fitness. And we, in this hadith, we are told that the fitna which is mentioned here, which are tests like trials, even punishments, tribulations, etc., here it refers to any such sin, tribulation or evil that will prevent a person from doing good deeds. So all this, and this is also the system of Allah, that He keeps all these halat and conditions to check us, that we, do we want to make only Allah's ibadat when we are completely at ease and all peaceful conditions. Or in whatever conditions they are, good or bad, we carry on with the ibadat of Allah. That is the object, to see that we make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And in this hadith where it has come that a person, a believer, will become a disbeliever. He'll be a believer in the morning, disbeliever at night. Or a believer at night, disbeliever in the morning. This disbelief, kufr, in Sharia, according to the language, Arabic language, kufr means to cover up the ni'mat of Allah, that is to make nashukri, that is to be unthankful. And the other meaning is the actual meaning of kufr. So in any case, a person must be, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was given the knowledge of the of all of before and later. He has warned us that this type of a time will come. So don't wait. If we're going to wait for all the things to sort out, we can reach that stage that we lose our iman also. So we should start with our ibadat, and ibadat strengthens the iman, makes it stronger all the time. So we should not delay in making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And in this hadith it comes that a person will sell his religion. This means that one will abandon his religion for the sake of procuring, getting something of this world. Unfortunately, we see this is a reality. Just for small things of this dunya, a person changes his religion. He changes the words, the meanings of the religion, just to get the benefits of this dunya. By usurping the wealth of his brother, Then this threat comes that you take the wealth of your brother regards interest to be permissible, deceiving people, etc. And this that you take the benefits of this world, that is when unfortunately today how many circles they take interest to be halal. Just change the name of interest into profits, or change the name of interest into dividends, or change the banking system, the conventional banking, the name of it now Islamic banking. So just because the name is Islamic banking, we think it is permissible. But all types of banking, the foundation of which is interest, and Allah Ta'ala clearly says, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah has made business transactions halal, and interest, Allah Ta'ala has made it haram. Allah Ta'ala says, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Interest, riba, Allah will destroy. And giving charity, Allah will increase a person in his wealth. So a mu'min does not see with the eyes of his head that when we take interest, our wealth is increasing. But we see that we take interest, Allah will destroy our wealth. And with our eyes of the head, we see if we give charity, our money is becoming less. But with the eyes of the heart, we see that it's becoming more, and that's a reality. Allah saves us from many expenses. Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of barakat on charity. So all this should be the condition of our heart. And we should have that iman. We should not be looking with the eyes of the head, that is what the things of this dunya. That even animals are looking at the benefits and harms of dunya. The kuffar also just look for the harms and benefits of dunya. A mu'min looks much more further than that. With the eyes of his heart, with iman in his heart, he looks at akhirah. He looks at the commands of Allah Ta'ala. He does not limit himself only to this very limited dunya, but he looks much further. May Allah give us understanding of our deen and the enough proof there is that these non-Muslims, the big financial people of theirs and the bankers, they have now clearly stated that they make a product to suit the Muslims, and they say clearly we will only give it Islamic terminology and Islamic names. And clearly they say then we look for a mufti who will sign this for us. And then we will pay him big amounts of money just for his signature. And then we bluff the whole Muslim world that this is now halal. It's according to Islam. But it's the same, no difference. It's just a name change. And it is that same banking of the conventional banking which is full of interest. We should fully, a person who, if he has to get involved in interest, understand it is haram. Make tawbah and istighfar. Don't make it halal. Don't think it to be halal. Because then we are making a haram halal, which takes a person out of the fold of Islam. Changing the religion of Allah. As long as a person understands a haram to be haram, and he keeps on making that guna, he won't lose his iman. And he keeps on making tawbah, it's very possible Allah will definitely take him out of that guna also. But when we start thinking a halal to be haram, whether it is interest, whether it is wine in the different names, whether it is all the E numbers that we have, lot of haram things of swine and pig which they put in the ingredients of many things, and just give it E numbers. They have just changed that format, and then we just take it as halal. We should realize whatever haram we are consuming, whatever haram we are involved in, photography, pictures, anything, take it as haram and accept it and make tawbah and istighfar. But don't ever make a halal haram or a haram halal. That is changing the religion of Allah, and that is kufr. That is what the Jews and Christians were caught up in. They changed their religion, and this religion of Islam, Allah will protect it. If we want to go out of the religion by doing all this, that will be our destruction. But that religion itself, Allah will always keep it, and there will be people who will stand for his religion, which comes in the hadith. deen, that always there will be a group of people who will stand for deen and look after deen. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate people and not amongst those unfortunate people who change the deen of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah grant us righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.